Welcome to another edition of Deity Deep Dives, our Patreon mostly series. I'm your co-host of the Science Witch podcast, Angel. For this special edition of Deity Deep Dives, I want to tell you about the original sexy cat girl and patron goddess of the internet, Bassette Sekhmet.
I love you. I'll kill you.
My own personal journey with polytheism really starts out with Bast, the cat-headed goddess of music, love, domestic bliss of ancient Egypt. Or at least, that's how she was introduced to me. I have always loved cat people, always. Blame it on the 80s cartoon Thundercats, which I would watch religiously at 6 years old. Or the fact that I came of age in a time of Disney's The Lion King or Gargoyles, Tiny Toons, or a myriad of other media that included what now can be largely considered furry. I would draw them early on in my earliest expressions of art, and starting from the time I was 16, I've always represented my fursona as an anthropomorphic cat creature. In a way, I guess I was predetermined I would find my way to the furry fandom, simply because cat people were something that was hardwired to be my aesthetic. And somewhere in there was Bast, the first cat girl, the original sex kitten. She is probably one of the most iconic Egyptian goddesses, perhaps even more so than the queen of the Kemetic gods herself, Isis, at least to modern-day 21st century people. And that is because Bassette is a cat goddess, and we 21st century people share the same appreciation and fascination with cats that ancient Egyptians held. Cats, after all, rule the internet.
I love you. I'll kill you.
What a lot of people don't know about Bassette, however, is that she has an older counterpart that is considered to be the same goddess, and that is fearsome and vengeful-headed lion goddess Sekhmet. Sekhmet was called upon to rain destruction down on humanity when they displeased the gods. Sekhmet is the lion-headed manifestation and considered to be much more fearsome, feral, and dangerous than the depictions of Bassette. In many ways, the history of feline domestication, or rather, the domestication of humans by felines, can be traced through the goddesses Bassette and Sekhmet. Bassette's earliest depictions in the Second Dynasty vessels are of a lion-headed deity, but by the Middle Kingdom, she was associated more with a cat, or rather the species Felinus silvestra lybrica, that is, the ancestor of all modern domesticated cats. Recently, a study on genetic origins of domestication of cats found that cat domestication took place in two strains. By studying ancient cat DNA from all over the world, the researchers found that cat domestication began in the Fertile Crescent in the Neolithic period and then accelerated later in ancient Egypt in the Classical period. This corresponds with the time period of which the iconography of Bassette shifted into a more milder house cat form. As cats moved into the cities during this time period, the very gods that the people worshipped were shifted by the presence of cats in our lives. When I look at my cat Kismet, I see why perceptions of the goddess would shift as people got to have cats as companions, rather than as dangerous, fearful destruction and death. Kismet is a gray tabby, like perhaps millions of other cats, but Kismet is a goddess, and she knows she is a goddess. She has her own temple, which is this strange front extra room that I have entirely dedicated to plants and Kismet's litter box and food. She also has a perch from which she can sit and watch the birds in the yard. Kismet is originally from Arizona, and therefore she never knew fleas until we moved to the Pacific Northwest. Even if she wouldn't have been allergic to fleas to necessitate getting her steroid shots anytime she would get bit, we keep Kismet indoors for lots of reasons, including the fact that domesticated outdoor cats are responsible for the extinction of over 63 bird species. I have strong feelings about people who let their cats roam around outside, but I tend to just make sure that my own goddess is well provisioned with cat grass and entertained with feline enrichment. One day, I would like to have a whole cattery for her, but now she has her temple and I get to worship her whenever I sit down, and she immediately claws her way to get into my lap. I see why the Egyptians would build temples in their honor. I would do it for my localized cat goddess.
I love you. I'll kill you.
Beset was a well-known goddess throughout continuity of all Egypt, but perhaps the height of her worship came during the Greco-Roman times, with the cult of Beset boasting a large temple in the city of Bustabus in the Eastern Delta. Herodias visited the temple in the 5th century and praised it for its magnificence. The festival of Beset was also described by Herodotus, who claimed it was the most elaborate of all religious festivals of Egypt, with large crowds participating in unrestrained dancing, drinking, and revelry. Cats were so venerated in this city. Mummified remains of these animals are found at Bustabus and Saqqara. Beset gained a reputation as a sex kitten, in part because of her association with pregnancy and childbirth, possibly because of the fertility of the domestic cat. Both Sekhmet and Beset were associated with the new year as a blessing for fertility, and small amulets of the goddess were given to pregnant women. The internet certainly seems to have eagerly syndicated and replicated the sexy girl motif from this time, and the archetype of the sexy cat girl is, of course, a result of ancient Egypt. Much of the mythology of Beset and Sekhmet is interchangeable, in that they are both daughters of Ra, sisters of Hathor, both associated with the new year and the festival of drunkenness, leading to the fact that they are dual deities, two sides of the same coin. As protector of Lower Egypt, she was seen as the defender of the king and consequently of the sun god Ra. Along the other deities such as Hathor, Sekhmet, and Isis, Beset was associated with the Eye of Ra. She has been depicted as fighting the evil snake Apep, an enemy of Ra. Beset can be comforting, sexy protector of the home when appeased, but when angered, she could rage forth and mete out destruction of the gods.
I love you. I'll kill you.
I have called out to Sekhmet in times when I was filled with rage. When they repealed Roe versus Wade, I invoked her at the state capitol. During the Black Lives Matter protests, she came to me in a dream, wearing a BLM shirt, and told me that Black Lives Matter, and that she is, after all, an African goddess. To me, she represents my sacred rage that drives me and fortifies me to resist when I need her strength. She is the aspect of my Leo rising that I call when I need to perform and stand before a crowd, or when I need to get in front of a podcast mic and speak my truth. Another aspect to Beset that brings her even more appeal today is that she's considered to be the ancient Egyptian goddess of music, as her festival was celebrated with women both dancing and making music. Cats do dance, after all. I definitely try to show up more as Beset, especially to my friends and partners. Beset is the part of me that loves to dance, that is affectionate and playful. She's the goddess I feel I embody most when I'm at home, and I've cleaned my house, I've cooked a good meal, and now I can do yoga, most often with my cat. But there is always the duality to the cat-headed goddess. We hope to meet her as her lovely, domesticated, sexy bringer of pleasure and protector of children, but cross her, and you will seek the wrath of the lion-headed avenger of the gods. My favorite story about Sekhmet, and the reason the festival of drunkenness was observed, was that she was once dispatched to kill humanity for displeasing the gods, and in her bloodlust, as she slaughtered her enemies, she was no longer in control of the gods and could not be stopped. It was only after they tricked the goddess by lacing beer with mandrake root and mixing it with blood to lure the goddess to drink, causing her to fall asleep and preventing her from killing all of humanity.
I love you. I'll kill you.
Sekhmet Beset continues to be one of the most enduring and widely known goddesses of the Egyptian pantheon, and perhaps the original femme fatale, the archetypical sexy cat girl. She is a goddess that embodies the duality of the nurturer and the destroyer, the loving companion and the vengeful instrument of wrath. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Deity Deep Dives. If you would like to hear more episodes like this, check us out on Patreon, where you can access episodes on other deities that are featured in our sticker series, which are on sale on our Etsy store. We also take suggestions of what deities to do episodes on from our Patreon supporters. Until next time, live long and prosper, and blessed be.